Yeah, well, I determined that in 1989 because I realized, remember at that point I'm struggling with a food company and that's where I'm having to put my focus, and I really didn't need this. But when this came across my desk and then I started to investigate it, I just was, it just turns your whole world upside down. Mm-hmm. Because you know what, I don't want to pan too far out and make the discussion too broad, but I used the analogy earlier of the holograph. You know, the whole is contained within every part.
The hologram.
The whole is contained within every part. Yeah. We have the cells of our body. Each cell has the genetics of your entire body.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, through the lens of Black Salve, my world, it's you really do have this experience.
Yeah.
If I may speak in a cliche, everything you know is wrong. Everything you thought you knew about your world is wrong.
Yeah.
You have to discard your entire operation. You have to build your house, your mental house, if you will, from the foundation up. Because your government and medical officials and everybody that you regard as an authority have been bullshitting you about everything.
Pretty
Not
much everything.
Some things.
Everything.
Almost everything. Yeah. And so you kind of have to rebuild your own mind. And that in itself is... It's a hugely grave. It's an experience that just it's affects you in the to your very core.
I have a friend. He I think he tattooed on his arm that something about unlearning, because he spent his whole life, like adult life, unlearning everything that he was taught as a child. Just so there's room enough in his mind and heart to actually perceive reality as it is, because we've been our cups are full with so-called educations and so-called knowledge that we have been given by our parents who didn't know better, and our society, governments, etc. So for me, my journey in my life has been a lot about unlearning. First, get rid of all the crap that you think you know. And then once you've done that, and you are this empty vessel, and you walk into the world with an open mind, and you do your homework, you do your research, you start finding out that the world is very different from what you've been told. And that comes from about everything. Like everything, how to think, medical, water, food, the air you breathe, what does it mean to be a human being, what's the purpose in life, value, like priorities and values in life, all these things starts upside down. So it's a big journey. It's a big journey, and I understand why most people are not even willing to take it, because it's overwhelming. But I'm grateful that I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I don't want to do anything else, but I want truth only. I only want the truth, even if it hurts. And I think for some people it's too painful to know that they may have lost people they love because the government told them that there's nothing you can do and chemotherapy is the only answer. And so they have people they loved with all their hearts who is dead now, and maybe maybe they're listening to this and it's too late. And so a lot of information we're being presented with here in this world is very painful to, if you want to embrace it. If you accept it and embrace it, it's going to be painful, because you're going to have to admit a lot of things to yourself in this process.